Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for listening to today's Action Frames. This is Irene.
And this is Tiger. Here we are to present you with the latest Info Express.
Let's start our program today with one of the 2017's most anticipated 10 Hollywood movie sequels.
So I guess it is the Thor Ragnarok, right?
That's true. Hit the big screen in China on November the 3rd, the Thor Ragnarok had already gained pretty great reputation overseas.
It has grossed 28 million in its first 3 days in 28 international markets, a week ahead of the tempo's US launch.
Disney said the results ahead of Doctor Strange, which opened at the same time last year, as well as substantially ahead of 2013's Thor, The Dark World. Doctor Strange ended up grossing $458 million internationally at current exchange rates.
That's quite impressive. I am already get excited for Thor Ragnarok.
And don't miss the chance to watch Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston share the excitement for the film and find out everything we learned about Thor Ragnarok at Comic-Con. Plus, learn more about the early career of Valkyrie, Tessa Thompson.
There is also another superhero movie which is produced by DC gonna coming soon. The cast of this film even came to Beijing on 28 October to promote it. Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Ezra Miller, Jason Momoa and Ray Fisher are all presented.
That's absolutely the Justice League.
Quite right. Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne enlisted the help of his new refined ally, Diana Prince, to face an even greater enemy. Together, Batman and Wonder Woman were quickly to find and recruit a team of metahumans to stand against this newly awakened threat.
But despite the formation of this unprecedented league of heroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and the Flash, it may already be too late to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions.
It's truly the superhero month, huh?
Yep, let's take a brief look on another movie news. And by the way, do you still remember the Tom Glenn Carney in the Dunkirk?
Of course, how can you forget the face, huh?
Haha, and he's confirmed to join the new film Tolkien, which is starred by Nicholas Holt and Lily Collins.
Wow, the cast list sounds quite appealing, huh?
So that's all for today's Info Express. Stay tuned for more information about the movie we're gonna talk about today. And see you next week.
See you, bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Insights and perspectives in storyboard. Good evening, dear audience. I'm Sibyl broadcasting for you today.
Before we start our program, Sibyl, don't you think the winter here is getting colder and colder every year?
Yes, I totally agree with that. According to meteorologists, it is the consequence of global warming, making the weather more extreme in temperature zone.
So, that's why we're experiencing hotter summers and more freezing winters. Actually, our topic film today has something to do with the influence of greenhouse effects. The famous Spielberg movie, Artificial Intelligence, released in 2001, was set in the mid-21st century, when humans' habitats has been dramatically decreased, for many lands were flooded by the water transformed from melted glaciers. Man beings were forced to reduce birth rate to maintain enough source for living. But the advanced technology helped people to cope with the difficulties. Highly intelligent robots, was widely applied in all respects of life, filling tasks which were impossible for men to accomplish, as well as entertaining citizens.
However, there was still someone who was not content with the current condition and came up with the idea of creating robots with human emotion. The research and development director of the company, Cybertronics Manufacturing, finally made a robot which copied almost everything of a real boy. The artificial intelligence named David has the ability to love.
A staff of the company was appointed as an inspector of this experimental article and brought David home. His own child was diagnosed with a serious illness which couldn't be cured by the medical techniques available. So he and his wife froze their child and kept him in the hospital. At first, Monica, the wife, refused to accept David as a part of their family and screamed that her son could never be replaced.
That's understandable. The bond between child and mother is always really hard to weaken, and it sounds horrible that someone is going to take the place of your beloved ones without giving you enough time to adapt yourself to the new circumstance. But David was so lively and cute that Monica gradually gave up her defense. With time passing by, the three began to live like a harmonious family.
But this did not last long. Monica's own son, Martin, woke up as if a miracle had worked on him. He quickly discovered that David was more than a toy. Jealousy drove him to abet David into making troubles, which caused the husband's dissatisfaction. He even directed a play of being pushed into the water by David. After this, Monica had to send David away. She abandoned him in a forest.
But that's not the end of the movie. With the hope of finding the goodness he heard from the stories told by Monica, which can be changed robot into human, David set off to fulfill his single dream of being loved by mom again. And this cost him thousands of years waiting.
Enough. You will become a spoiler if you don't stop now. Let our audience check the answer in the movie.
Yes. I was just so excited to recommend this movie to you. It was just so touching. Davis and eagerness for love was so strong that I was moved to tears several times when I was watching the film.
You? That's remarkable.
My heart is not made out of steel.
All right. But there's something more than love that's worth discussing in the film.
Yeah, I think the most profound one is how to judge the distinction between man and robot and the future of the two. Should we continue to call robots artificial intelligence even if they share the feelings with us? Can robot be substitutes of human? This is actually already being practiced in some industries, and I can't help imagining the same situation happening in other fields, including love affairs, just as the plot in the film showed.
Oh, that's a little bit crazy. Anyway, let's finish our part quickly. There's no time left. This is Jacob. See you next week.
And this is Sybil. Don't turn off the radio now. Flashback is next for you to enjoy.
Tired of a lonely's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
I'm David, an artificial intelligence child. The moment I regained consciousness, nobody was by my side. There's no mom, no Harry, no Joe, not even Professor Hobby. The only thing I can see is the blue fairy standing in front of me, with that soft, warm smile. 2,000 years has passed, but I still remember everything. This memory is just always echo in my mind.
Clip 1.
I can't accept this! There's no substitute for your own child!
You don't have to accept it or even try. It's not too late to take him back.
What were you thinking?
Shh! I do whatever you want me to do.
Do you think I can just...
I do whatever you want me to do!
I don't know what
I know. I returned him to Cybertronic. First thing in the morning, it's gone.
Good. I mean, Harry, did you see his face? It's so real. But he's not.
No, he's not.
I mean, inside he's like all the rest, isn't he?
100 miles of fiber, yeah.
But outside, he just looks so, so real. Like he's a child.
A mega child.
A child.
Clip 2.
David, listen. Listen to me, David. David, listen. Now, you won't understand the reason, but I have to leave you here.
Is it a game?
No.
When will you come back for me?
I'm not, David. You have to be here by yourself.
Alone?
With Teddy.
No. No. No, 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 Mommy, please. No. No, please, no, Mommy.
I'll destroy you.
No, 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 Mommy. I'm sorry I broke myself. I'm sorry I cut your hair off. I'm sorry I hurt you and
go.
I hurt
Mommy. I have to go. Stop
Mommy,
it.
No.
Stop it,
no.
I have to go now.
Mommy, if Pinocchio becomes a real boy and I become a real boy, can I come home?
This is a story.
But a story tells what happens.
Stories are not real. You're not real. Now listen to me. Look. Take this, all right? Take this. Don't let anyone see how much it is. Now, look. Go that way. Look. Look at me. Look. Don't go that way, all right? Go anywhere but that way or they'll catch you. Don't ever let them catch you. Listen. Stay away from flash fairs. Away from where there are lots of people. Stay away from old people. Only others like you. Only Mecca are safe. I gotta go.
Why do you want to leave me? Why do you want to leave me? I'm sorry I'm not real. If you let me, I'll be so real for
let
you.
Let go, David. Let go! I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the world.
Clip 3.
I'm afraid.
Of me?
Yes.
That I will hurt you?
Yes.
I think you're afraid of letting go. I think you're afraid of happiness. And this is starting to excite me. Are you afraid of seeing stars, Patricia? I can show you how to reach them.
I'm afraid of what you've got under there. May I see what it looks like first?
Is this your first time with something like me?
I've never been with Mecca.
First. That makes two of us.
I'm afraid it will hurt.
Oh, Patricia. Once you've had a lovely robot, you will never want a real man again. Are these wounds of passion?
Do you hear the music?
Your godness, Patricia. You wound me up inside, but you deserve much better in your life. You deserve me.
Clip 4.
Wait! What if the blue fairy isn't real at all, David? What if she's magic? The supernature is a hidden web that unites the universe. Only Ogre believe what cannot be seen or measured. It's that oneness that separates our species. Or what if the blue fairy is an electronic parasite that has reason to hunt the minds of artificial intelligence? They hate us, you know, the humans. They'll stop at nothing.
My mommy doesn't hate me because I'm special and unique. Because there has never been anyone like me before, ever. Mommy loves Martin because he's real. And when I'm real, mommy's going to read me and tuck in my bed and sing to me and listen to what I say and she'll cuddle with me and tell me every day 100 times a day that she loves me.
She loves what you do for her, as my cousins love what it is I do for them. But she does not love you, David. She cannot love you. You are neither flesh nor blood. You are not a dog or a cat or a canary. You were designed and built specifically like the rest of us. And you are alone now only because they are tired of you or replace you with a younger model or were displeased with something you said or broke. They made us too smart, too quick, and too many. We are suffering from the mistakes they made. Because when the end comes, all that will be left is us. That's why they hate us. And that's why you must stay here. With me.
Goodbye, Joe.
Clip 5.
Will Mommy be coming home soon? Is she out shopping with Martin now?
David, she can never come home. Because 2,000 years has passed. And she is no longer living. Dearest David, when you are lonely, we can bring back other people from your time in the past.
If you can bring back other people, why can't you bring back her?
Because we can only bring back people whose bodies we dig up from the ice. We need some physical samples for the person, like a bone or a fingernail.
David?
Yes, Teddy?
Do you remember when you cut some of Mommy's hair?
Harry shook me.
And you dropped her hair.
I know. Now, you can bring her back. Can't you?
Give him what he wants.
Dearest David, your wish is my command.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
What a beautiful night here to share with you, my dear friends. Welcome to this week Action English, and I am your friend, Charlotte.
This is Always Be With You, Desmond.
Today we're going to share some...
Wait a second.
Oh, you're not feeling nervous for recording, aren't you?
Of course not. I just miss some stress-free air so much.
Mr. Air? Who are you, Mr. Alien?
Come on, I was trying to voice my feelings after the stressful midterm exam in a poetic way. Who are you, emotionless Miss Robot?
Sorry, I just have no gift for expressing or feeling. To see at the least, by the way, even though I am Robert, I should be some rubber like David, one of a kind and made of love.
Yeah, after you know how to say something sweet as David does, why not cut our chatty and get to clip one first?
Well, I saw that coming.
How could you see that coming?
David 养父母的亲儿子回来以后，一天早晨，一家四口在饭桌上和乐融融地吃早餐。养父 Henry 在闲谈时谈起他一个同事离职的消息，而养母 Monica 在略表惊讶后就说出了这句：“我早就猜到了。”而 Henry 则惊奇地问：“你怎么会猜到的
？”“See that coming”， 字面意思是看到某样东西来了，但 “see” 在这里是了解、明白的意思。就像在有人向你解释一些事情之后，你如果明白了就可以回答 Oh, I see. 而 coming 则表示即将到来、即将发生，所以 see that coming 在这里实则理解为了即将要发生的事情，也就是预料到了。
你这么百度百科似的正式回答让我好难接话啊，同学。 To make Action English less like reading an encyclopedia, let's give our dear friends some fun examples. Desmond, I got an A on my paper today.
Well, I see that coming
Really? How could you see that coming from my extraordinary academic performance recently?
No, I mean the spider at your left hand.
What are you talking? What the?
Oh, Charlotte is talking about her paper grades. Sorry, there's a surprise. I can never see that coming. Anyway, let's move to the next clip before Charlotte makes more noises.
Well, I say originality without purpose is a white elephant, but...
我们可爱的 David 被抛弃以后不幸落入了机器人屠宰场，其中一个工作人员发现了他并向屠宰场的老板求情，希望可以让这个独特的小机器人脱离厄运。然而大腹便便的老板却表示，没有意义的独特性是没有价值的。
大家应该都注意到了，没有价值在这里的表达不是我们日常说的 of no value， 而是一个看似毫不沾边的词 white elephant，意思是价值不菲却不实用而难以处置的东西，换句话说就是华而不实的东西。
这是一个很有意思的俚语。 But I have never seen any white elephants. Is it a figure from a fairy tale or a myth?
你当然没有见过啦，白象是一种稀有且珍贵的动物，是泰国皇室的象征。说到这里，这个习语的来源还是一个很有趣的小故事。话说从前泰国国王如果不喜欢某人的话，就会送一只大白象给他，它是泰国皇室的象征，因此不可以被屠杀，但是饲养起来的耗费却十分庞大，因而往往导致受赠白象者苦不堪言。
火，这泰国国王也太阴险了吧。既然你说了故事，那我来造个句子吧。 That antique car my grandfather left me becomes a white elephant. It takes a lot of space in my garage, but its engine can hardly be started.
关于大象，其实还有一个大家比较熟悉的俚语， The elephant in the room.表示很明显但被人们避而不谈的事情，我们可以说 For this couple who always have a bad time with each other, divorce is just the elephant in the room.
Thank you so much for the extended knowledge. What about one more clip?
Two questions cost $5 with a third question on the house.
为了寻找传说中可以将匹诺曹变成真小孩的 Blue Fairy，David 在 Joe 的带领下找到了传说中无所不知的 Dr. No， 这也就是 Joe 在向 David 解释 Dr. No 的操作规则。
两块五一席嘛，这活动和第三个问题怎么还跑到屋顶上去了呢？这是要揭瓦还是要筑巢？
On the house 可跟房子一点关系都没有，这里是免费赠送的意思。例如说我们去下馆子，碰巧今天掌柜的心情好，看我们点的菜多，就想送我们盘水果。Desmond， 你说服务员该怎么跟我们说呢？
A plate of fruits is out of the house.
Exactly. And as a reward for your excellent example, some funny details about on the house are on the house today.
I am listening.
House 这里指 public house 酒馆。从前美国酒馆有一个惯例，顾客每喝三杯，酒馆就奉送一杯，这一杯自然是 on the house， 算在酒馆账上了。这是诱使顾客多喝酒、多消费的招数。后来美国实行禁酒，这个说法就还是延续了下来，用来表示店家请客，也就是免费赠送的意思。
哎，你这样说我倒还想起一个类似的说法，例如说我请客就可以说 the meal is on me， 对不对？
Wow， your mind is so bright today。 既然如此的话，我们不如就趁热打铁一下，听一下我们今天最后一个词组。 By the way， thank you so much for your treat tonight beforehand。
What treat？ Wait， it's just an example。
My brain is falling out.
在经历千辛万苦后， David 终于找到了传说中的 Blue Fairy Professor Hobby。 然而这个 Professor 不仅没有使 David 的梦想成真，还赤裸裸地将 David 的制造真相告诉他。小小年纪的 David 面对那么大的信息量，一下子就崩溃了，眼神茫然地说，
Madeleine is falling out.
我们可爱的小侦探脑子怎么了？啊，我看见了《生化危机》的画面，一些不可描述的东西从脑子里流了出来。
No.
哦，对哦，这边是机器人，应该是一些电路板什么的从脑袋里爆出来吧。
朋友，麻烦先收敛一下你爆炸的想象力。My brain is falling out 在这里的意思是信息量太大了，我的脑子要崩溃了。
哎，我的描述只是比较形象而已啦，大体意思还差不多嘛。 Anyway, 废话少说，来听听今晚最后一个句子吧。
Charlotte felt her brain falling out when she heard that she failed in the midterm exam.
Shut up, it's not gonna happen.
Okay, I know your preparation is quite full this time. And would you be so kind to forgive my little inappropriate joke and reveal what we have learned today?
Let's do it. Attention, everyone, the first one, see that coming, 预料之中。The second one, white elephant, 用来形容华而不实的东西。The third one, on the house, 免费赠送。And the last one, my brain is falling out. 我的脑子要崩溃了。
Which can be more apt to describe my status during the exam week? That's all for our Today Action English. See you next week.
See you, bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's close-up. I'm your host, Surprise, and this is your host, Kitty.
What's wrong with you? How come you're so formal today? Hi, audience. This is your lovely Kitty.
Of course, I have to be formal. Do you remember which director we're going to talk about today? Steven Spielberg. I was showing my respect.
Try that and see would you successfully be one child of him.Alright, let's get back to the topic and do the real respect here.
Yeah, we'll see. Steven Spielberg is perhaps Hollywood's best-known director and one of the wealthiest filmmakers in the world. He has countless big-grossing, critically acclaimed credits to his name as producer, director, and writer.
Yes, he is absolutely qualified with those titles because he's so talented.And determined, set up his long-term goal as becoming a film director when he was merely 18. When he moved to Los Angeles, he applied to the University of Southern California Film School, but was turned down because of his C-grade average. He then applied and was admitted to California State University, Long Beach, where he became a brother of Theta Chi fraternity.
But apparently he didn't cherish the opportunity for going to the school. He dropped out of the college when he was offered to direct a seven-year directing contract by Vice President of Universal Studio, Sandy Schamberg.
That's true, because he was given the opportunity to make a short film for theatrical release, the 26-minute, 35mm emblem.Which he wrote and directed. I wish I'm as talented as he is. Catch the chance when then changed my life.
You're having daydream again, Kitty. Don't you know his stressed childhood due to his religions? As a child, Spielberg faced difficult recycling being an orthodox with the perception of his by other children played with. He said was embarrassed by the outward perception of his parents' Jewish patriarchs.He was never really ashamed to be Jewish, but he was uneasy at times. Spielberg also said he suffered from acts of anti-Semitic prejudice and bullying. In high school, I got smacked and kicked around to bloody nose. I was horrible.
I'm sorry. I guess life has a fantastic balance. You can't get everything. Though his parents got divorced, his marriage is wonderful.
Why? He got married twice anyway.
Yes, but please let me finish. Spielberg first met actress Amy Irving when he was looking for an actress to play in Close Encounters. After meeting her, he said he met a real heartbreaker. Then they began dating and eventually lived together. After 4 years, the stresses of their professional careers took a toll on their relationship. Irving wanted to be certain that whatever success she attained would be her own. So she chose not to be in any of his films during those years.
But they broke up anyway, and that must be hurt up both of them. How can you define this a wonderful marriage?
Though they broke up, they remained close friends. It's pretty hard but precious, isn't it? Here comes the point. They renewed their romance and got married. Already had a son.
Alright, but they finally got divorced due to the same reason when they broke up, am I right? It's a severe problem and cannot be solved, you know. Actresses and directors, how much pressure they have to undertake.
Don't jump to the conclusion. They agreed to maintain homes near each other to take care of their children. And their divorce was recorded as the third most costly celebrity divorce in history.
But he developed a relationship subsequently with actress Kate Capshaw when she cast her in the movie, and then got married again. But this time, they didn't go divorced up to now. He's a good man, I admit. After all, he's the mango in film industry. What he's done is absolutely better than Harvey Weinstein.
I really don't understand you, man. You're the one who said it was showing some respect. But look at your attitudes just now. You seem to be quite cynical when it comes to the gossips and marriages. So, talk to me in detail about your love story later. I'm pretty much interested in it. Or them.
Oh, come on, don't be so sarcastic. But I think I will tell you. Alright, dear audience, this is today's close-up section.
Please don't walk away. More compelling stories are on their way.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, our dear audience. I'm Helen.
And good afternoon, because I'm not sure whether it's evening when you listen to TikTok Talk. This is the prize.
For the same reason, good morning, my friends. Regina is broadcasting. Today, we will share feelings and opinions about that excellent fiction movie, AI, Artificial Intelligence.
Yes, the little actor Holly Joey played a wonderful performance which made my tears out. I can still feel the emotion we're recording the plot.
So am I. And David is so vulnerable because of Angela's chasing up his mother's love. He would feel more pain than others, robot.
I agree. What is worse is not a common kind of pain. It's mental instead of physical.
Wow, you two guys had really watched this movie with your full hearts.
Of course, I have done my lessons on it.
Did you find anything interesting?
Well, don't you guys think that David looks like a doll?
Yeah, I remembered the scenes by swimming pool. He's different from other kids, but I can't tell the reason.
Me too. Is there any tiny differences?
Yep. In order to further his non-human appearance, each day before filming, any of Hilly's exposed skin was shaved.
Oh, that's no wonder why he has a plastic look.
I see. By the way, Hilly's performance is nature and talented. I was astonished.
Obviously, he captured our hearts. He even suggested to Spielberg that David should not blink to make him more like a robot.
Okay, I know you both love that role very much, but could we give some praises to Jude Law too? He also did a good job and got the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor's nomination.
You remind me of him, that handsome and charming lover robot.
Jiggle Joey, what do you know? I remembered his tap dance. You made me want to do that with a pair of leather shoes.
It's a pity that we can't do it now.
Maybe we can dance after the recording at Lakers or I don't know.
Maybe Regina can play music herself with our mobile phone.
How could I make it?
Well, just like Jude Law did in the movie. Twitch your neck and let the music flock out of your body.
That's funny, but hey, I'm not a lover robot. What's more, it's a little weird to make yourself like a hi-fi, right?
Yeah, try to think about it. You had a bad sleep last night, which made you a sneak-neck in the morning. Then you found that music can stop from floating out your body because you can twist your neck. Adele could play it and Taylor Swift, they are all singing out loud through your fingers, eyes, and even your chest. Isn't it awkward?
I'm okay with that as long as Regina can play Maroon 5, Linkin Park, or Coldplay.
Oh, stop it! I found a loophole of your imagination.
Was it?
Do I need to sleep if I'm a robot?
Well, that does make some sense. You only need to recharge.
Oh, I cannot with new question. What's the vital differences between us and robots?
Or we can take it back to the movie. What are the vital differences among David, Joey, and us?
Physical, needless to say, we can eat spinach salad without worrying our faces fall apart.
But that's because David was not designed to eat food, so I feel that she was excluded from Harry's home when he's sitting by the table.
You are right. David always wants to be a real boy, then Monica will love him. This idea obsessed him for centuries.
Well, what about Creep of Life? David was born to love. Joe was born to serve. And we, what do you think we are born for?
Wow, you are kind of asking the ultimate problem of philosophy. Like, where should we go to? I think we are born to give birth to the trait of mankind, a strong but fragile species.
But reproduction is not the only thing of my entire life. On scientific view, I agree with Price. While we can achieve a higher goal or create something could exist in world.
You mean self-achievement?
Yes, for instance. People memorize Shakespeare for centuries because of his dramas.
And Joe told David to ladies when David became a real boy. Before he gets stuck into the air by the magnet, he said,
I am.
I was.
Hey, don't grab my lines.
Sorry, but I can't help myself.
You can tell that he wants to exist as the best lover robot rather than a bunch of mecha trash.
So all the fabulous experiences Joey spent with ladies are his creation, right?
Yeah, some ladies would remember him for a long time at least when it comes to David. His goal of life is hard to achieve as a robot. Do you remember the dialogue at Dr. No? Divergence of belief appeared there.
How could I forget it? Joe told Davy, human could love them for what they want. After their speech, Davy answered briefly, goodbye, Joe. They talked and acted like real human.
That's what I want to talk about. Humans love others for no reason, like mother loves her children. But robots, their love or feelings are designed by program. The lack of ability to feel real love is the difference between them and us. David had evolved, but tragically, he is not a real boy at last.
Well, we can't tell that from a surface. At Flash Fair, all the audience regard David as a real boy. So they hit Johnson with stones and save David.
Oh my gosh, the Flash Fair.
I know, that's really a horrible thing. Everyone was crazy about torturing those shabby robots. What's wrong with them?
It's kind of understandable. People produce them to satisfy themselves. So we may have Navy robots, comedian robots, lover robots, or even children robots in the future.
I know what you mean, and they can still use for entertainment, you know, like ancient Rome, ancient Roman arena.
You think it's too cruel to accept?
Yeah, and immoral too. I think there's no differences between abusing the cat and the robot. Both of them show darkness of the human being.
You are right, and I wonder that if Proof Hobby Song, the original David Lee, will robot David kill him for uniqueness of his identity?
He may not, or he can't do that if he's designed to follow three laws of robotics put forward by Asimov. The first law is a robot may not injure a human being.
Well, we're not talking iRobot today. David may not be a murderer, but definitely he will be confused, as he always thinks himself as one of a kind.
Yeah, that's why he fell into sea. After seeing development process of himself, his brain can deal with that.
Then he found the Blue Fairy. Well, it's just the statue of an abandoned playground. How tragic he is.
Yes, I prefer movie ends at when we're sitting in helicopter with Teddy praying again and again.
How you like a tragic ending?
I do. Tragedy has a unique kind of beauty, and Spielberg's ending destroyed.
Can't agree more. Many criticisms. There won't be such soft-hearted ending if Kubrick could be the director.
But it's a Pinocchio tale covered with cyberpunk surface, so I'm okay with that ending.
Whatever, today's TikTok talk has an ending too. Let's save time for the coming digging idea. I'm Helen, see you!
This is Surprise, hope you all could have a good time.
And this is Regina, stay tuned and see you next time!
Are you tired of a loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everybody, this is Digging Idea. I'm your host, Alfira. Today, we have a very special guest who's from the Faculty of Science and Technology. And her name is a little bit longer, but very lovely. Anastasia.
Yeah. Thank you, Alfira. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, Anastasia. So today, we're gonna talk about this movie, Artificial Intelligence, which we usually known as AI. So, let's begin our topic from the first question. In this movie, we know this little boy named Davy. Usually at the beginning, we know he is just a robot. But at the end of this movie, he has the ability to know what is love. And he just show us about his love to her mother. So in this actually particular level, we just forgot he's a robot, but see him as a human being. So I was a little bit curious about, can you tell us about the differences between the reality and the movie about artificial intelligence?
Well, sorry to disappoint you, actually. Things are totally different in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, there are at least two obstacles lying in our way. First and foremost, David is a robot.
Yes.
Which means he doesn't need to eat or sleep.
Yeah.
But yes, he still has to be powered by electricity or something else. After 2,000 years, when human beings did not exist,
yes,
would there be electricity on the Earth?
Yeah, no electricity may happen, yes.
Yeah, and secondly, to make robots feel or think is one of the hardest problems in the AI field. Technically speaking, the basic difference between human beings and robots is that we humans have the capability to think depending on our own experience and mm-hmm. our emotions.
Yes.
Now, we could only make robots know things objectively, but we cannot teach them how to make decisions under unexpected situations.
So, which means people have to teach them about how to, what is right or what is wrong. They cannot make the judgment, right?
No.
So, I understand. But there's another question I would like to ask. Do you think, is there any possibility that may happen in the future between robots and human beings? Is there any war gonna really happen in the future? Because, you know, usually the director kind of favor about this situation. They put this situation on the audiences and make us to think, oh, it may really happen in the future. What do you think about this?
Well, personally speaking, mm-hmm. I don't think so, especially in the short term.
In the short term?
Yeah. Nowadays, robots don't have an independent mind.
Yes.
Also, it could take a long term for human beings to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you can teach robots that it is not appropriate to do so in this situation, but it might be right under unforeseen circumstances.
Yes.
Which means we cannot make robots think only based on the normal database.
Normal database. Okay, but that means a little bit like yes or wrong is more individual for everybody.
Yeah.
It's more individual, but it's not for robots. But it's kind of reference to the axis, you know, axis.
Yeah.
We have the ability to think, to know what is right or wrong, but robots, they don't. But actually, in this movie, Davy has the ability to know what is love. It means he has his own understanding about what is right or wrong. So what do you think? It may really happen in the future when the artificial intelligence have this kind of axis judgment.
Well, in my mind, I do not agree that we should teach robots how to think.
They don't have to be taught.
Yeah, in my opinion, the meaning of robots should be assisting human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, never do robots sleep or eat, so they could work all day and all night,
mm-hmm.
which will definitely improve working efficiency in our society. Apart from that, robots have a lower error rate than normal workers, so we could make robots to do work that require high precision. However, there is a special case. One day, if this planet were not suitable for human beings to live,
mm-hmm.
and we could not find another one, it should be reasonable to make robots act and think exactly as human beings.
Yes, as
only
we are.
Only by this way, we could maintain our culture and tell the creatures in the future how we existed.
But in short term, it's not available for you to let robots know how to think.
Yeah, I won't do that.
You won't do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's a very interesting idea. I think it's kind of inspiring me about this robot and human being. Okay, so I remember you told me that you're from a robot team, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit?
All right, although I'm a girl,
yes.
I learn all about engineering. I major in network engineering.
Mm-hmm.
In our team, everyone is crazy about robots. We believe that everyone dreamed about having a robot in their childhood.
Wow.
And we are the one to pursue our dream. By the way, our team is now focusing on humanoid robots. And everyone who is interested are welcome to join our team.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, you just remind me about another movie named Transformers. Yeah, that's very cool. I think it's very cool, Bumblebee. But anyway, I'm just a girl and I'm not just as cool as you are. My math is sucked. So I don't have the ability to join your group. But I think, dear audiences, if you have this interest, you're able to welcome. Thank you so much, Anastasia. Thank you so much to be here this week. It's our pleasure to have you here. Okay, and dear audiences, this is this week Digging Idea. Wish you have a great time. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hey there, good evening, my friends. Now it's coming to the gramophone time. I'm your host, Charlotte, and today we're going to talk about the original soundtracks of artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence is a kind of science fiction movie, so that I can't find any complete music during the whole movie time. But apart from using words and sentences to show the story music, the grand director, Steven Spielberg, perfectly find another usage on sound, suggesting the future plot. The whole movie is talking about an AI boy's life and the hardest dream he has, that is to enjoy his ordered mummy's love, in lots of detailed musics during the movie. We can't find what directors want to tell us. Here are some examples. Let's give it a listen. This music is inserted in a plot that the first time the AI boy David get into Monica's life. We can start from analyzing the music. There are tight interval greater second and seventh in its obviously, which show the tense and anxious life Monica's living. Apparently, we will be uncomfortable if there is a Robert the little boy who always make tricks around us, especially toward a mom who almost lost her own son. But on the other hand, in the latter part of the music, we can also hear the major third in it, infer the deeply happiness and warmth in Monica's mind. So through the music, we can see the complicated emotions Monica had at that time, which also suggests her future attitude toward David when Martin come back from the hospital, some part of sympathetic and a little love for his mommy Connie. When you find that, you will understand why she finally let David escape from his mob destiny. Actually, I have to say, these plots which cross the hide-and-seek music are extremely meaningful. The instruction said that if you decided to own this AI child, you have to do as those steps to let some program producing love to your engrave on those main board. But do we see how Monica react to David? It is David's hide-and-seek game engrave his figure hardly in Monica's mind that puts her make up her mind to have this robot child. We human always seem that robots are just a kind of machine which will never be on us. But maybe in some aspect, mankind and robots have the same beginning. But we can't insist our first destination as what robots do. David can chase the special love to his mommy for 2,000 years. But how does Monica? The music sounded at the first final of the movie. After a long distance chasing, even thousands of miles long, and a long time waiting, even 2,000 years long, David finally find, or we can say rebuild, his mommy. Of course, we can say it's no doubt that it is the happiest ending. Just as other film acting, the hero finally get his destination after a long, hard chasing. But it could also be extremely sad, because the greatest love surpassing 2,000 years and the Ogamaka boundary can only exist for 12 hours. It actually is an end, but not a satisfactory one. So in the music, although the whole music sound warm and bright, like sunshine brighten the world and breeze blow across our face, the slow rhythm and melody also convey deep sadness towards our heart. The music plays along the movie plot. When the song uprises, there goes the higher major. When the happy experience begin, the music turned bright. When the day and Monica's time came to an end, the pitch become down to infer the ending that no one want to tell. Yeah, that's the final reunion, filled with
with magic, starting like dream, end in another dream. I always think about that. Maybe there isn't any aliens at all. All those memories are just a dream made by an mechanic brain. Isn't it seems like a fairy tale? That is the evidence to prove David does turn into a real boy. That's all for today. Thank you for listening.
Pass for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
艾丽菲热 Alfira.
廖安然 Charlotte.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王金喜 Surprise.
Journalist
陈远豪 Desmond
潘玉叶 Irene
侯一夫 Jacob
李倩华 Kitty
刘天姿 Regina
周慧玲 Sibyl
金小雨 Tiger
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。